Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Roundabout Theatre Company's revival of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate is nominated for 4 Tony Awards this year, including Best Revival of a Musical. Based on William Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, the original Broadway production of Kiss Me, Kate ran from December 1948 to July 1951. The show features seminal Cole Porter tunes, including Another Open in Another Show, So in Love, Too Darn Hot, and Brush Up Your Shakespeare, among others. Starring Kelly O'Hara and Will Chase and directed by Scott Ellis, the revival features Tony Award-nominated choreography by Warren Carlyle and marks the Broadway debut of featured actor Stephanie Stiles in the role of Lois Lane / Bianca in the play Within a Play. Born and raised in Houston, Texas, Stiles has a BFA in musical theater from the University of Michigan. We spoke in New York several weeks ago, and I began by asking her how she landed the role.
It was a long road because initially I had auditioned for Jim Carnahan, the casting director, in 2014, and he hired me for what would have been my Broadway debut, which was supposed to be A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, starring James Corden, but then he got The Late Show, so it never happened. But so I'd been in for him a lot, and I was out in L.A. kind of living there and working there, doing more on-camera stuff, when I got a call that Carnahan wanted to see me, and they wanted to see me for Lois Lane, Bianca, in Kiss Me, Kate. And I had oddly, you know, sung Always True as my sophomore evaluation song at the University of Michigan, and I loved the show. And I remember hearing when they were going to officially do the revival after the concert, I thought, wow, if it's not just, you know, offered to someone, I think hopefully I'll get to audition because Jim Carnahan has believed in me for a while. But I didn't know anyone else on the team other than Paul Gemignani had also cast me in the Forum show. Mm-hmm. So when I got the audition, I was so excited. That weekend, I finished shooting. I have a part in Booksmart, Olivia Wilde's directorial debut. And I'd finished my last day on that movie a Saturday at 8 p.m., got on my first red eye, flew to New York, woke up, went to the Tonys, woke up on the plane, did my own makeup, friend did my hair, went to the Tonys, did the Tonys, was out that night celebrating, and then woke up the next morning and auditioned for Kiss Me, Kate. So it was a whirlwind, and my first audition, I sang one song, did 2 scenes. Then they saw me Wednesday. I did the exact same thing, but taped for the Cole Porter estate, and did a 15-20 minute private dance call with the entire creative team and just me with Dancing with Warren Carlyle. And then I found out I got it the next day. So it was crazy and wild. And it was the quickest, shortest, most cut and dry audition process. When I auditioned, I got no adjustments. Normally I love getting adjustments in the room. And I did all my material and they laughed, which, you know, is a good sign. Mm-hmm. And then all Scott Ellis said was, so you're only in town for a week. And I said, yes, I'm in LA right now. And he's like, great, we'll see you on Wednesday. And then I was like, oh, which also had never been told to me before, like in a room, what's next for you? So went in Wednesday and then walked in, got a big hug from Scott Ellis. I mean, I'd never, you know, known other than that room and his amazing work. Then did it all again and then did the dance call. And dance call was kind of funny in that I learned the combo, but it was a really, really hot day, and I was wearing a suction top underneath my dress, and it sweated off of me, and I had to pull off the suction bra in the middle of the dance call, which made them laugh, which I also think is very Lois, yes. And probably was a little moment being like, oh, she's this character, and so we just kept on going, kept on dancing, because the show must go on. Yeah.
You have to do a lot of dancing in the show.
Yeah, I do, but Warren Carlyle makes it so easy, and also, especially Tom, Dick, or Harry doing it with those 3 incredible men, they just make you want to be the best version of you, and they are so amazing, and every night are just stronger and stronger, and they're such great actors in their dancing, like they tell stories so well, so that's what I'm just focusing on, doing my own thing, and then taking care of myself when I'm not doing the show.
What does that entail, that caretaking?
You know, we have a great PT program with the show, and I love a sensible massage on the day off, but working out, but also making sure you don't, you know, tire yourself too much, eating right, and I'm very big about, you know, vocal health, so doing all those things, those are probably my, like, oh, and I just steam constantly. I'm constantly have a handheld steamer and just steaming.
I mean, it sounds like you had a great experience auditioning for Scott Ellis, but what was it like working with him? How is he as a director of this show?
He's amazing. I have a line in a show where I call, say, chiropodist for someone who does, you know, chiropractor, but I say chiropodist. And I do think he's like the chiropodist of Funny Bones. Like, he knows what's up. He knows comedy. And the number one thing I love is working with funny people, because in school, after those sophomore evaluations at Michigan, they have meetings with us about what they think our future, which is so daunting and scary. But I remember Professor Brent Wagner, who is one of my heroes, he told me, like, you're really funny, and that's something you should focus on, because that's not something you can really teach, but it's something that I was really focused on working the things in school I wasn't so great at, like piano and music theory. But also, he was like, you need to actually really work on and focus and hone the thing that is your X factor, which he told me I was funny, which is the best compliment ever.
Yeah, no, there's nothing better than a funny woman. Nothing better.
I love being funny and working on comedy. And so working with these people who are the top people about that, and, you know, surround themselves with the funniest people, those are the people I want to be working with.
Tell me a little bit more about Booksmart, if you don't mind.
Oh, Booksmart was amazing. I mean, Olivia Wilde is an incredible director. And really getting to see, it's really Beanie and Caitlin Dever's movie. Like, they are, you know, the leads, and they are incredible. And, you know, getting to be on set with them a few days was terrific. And it's super funny. And I'm really grateful for all the projects that I did in LA and partly in New York, because the Netflix series I'm doing was actually filmed in New York, despite most of the creative team coming from Los Angeles. And that comes out soon. I'm just getting to do a lot of funny stuff with cool people. Lucite Desk is not that funny, which is also coming out, I think, this year or next year. But, you know, really great people in that too.
Sure. Now, I saw on your website, under skills, you have Disney character impersonations and Disney trivia. And I do want to know where that comes from. Where does the Disney love flow from, and why is it important enough to you to list it on your resume?
I think, again, this sounds like such a promotional ad for the University of Michigan, but at Michigan they said don't list a special skill unless it's really special, and don't put things on there like accents and certain stuff like that, because if you're an actor, you somewhat should be able to do an accent, or if someone is working with you, get to that point to be able to do that accent. And so the really only special things to me at that time that I thought weren't givens were my knowledge of Disney and my love of Disney. And I think I was a 90s kid, and I think we all grew up with the Disney Renaissance, which were those Howard Ashman, Alan Menken movies, that Disney Animation had gone away from musicals for a while. They were doing a lot of non-musical pieces in that kind of dark age of the animation period. And what really brought them back were these Broadway musicals. I remember, I think it might have been the New York Times, I think they said the best musical on Broadway this year in 91 was the animated movie Beauty and the Beast. And I think that falling in love with those movies is what led me to fall in love with theater, and the idea of telling a story propelled through song, and even if it's animated, dance and a book musical. And so I think that's why those two loves, you know, came together for me. And I'm such a student, like, which is why I love directors so much. I'm such a director's girl. Like, I love learning from someone and being edited and learning and just completely collaborating. And I think taking in information is so big for me. And Disney is just one of those corporations. I think I love their business model. I love their history. I love how they celebrate Walt and the things that go into theming and the detail that they have. And so that's a lot of the trivia that I love, is parks related or Walt related. And even silly things like at Disney's Hollywood Studios, they have the Tower of Terror, and it's this weird salmon color, and you don't know why a salmon-y color is that scary, right? Like, oh, the Tower of Terror, it's salmon. But it's salmon because you can see it behind the Morocco pavilion in Epcot. So it has to be the same color as the entire Morocco pavilion, which when they were building Hollywood Studios, which was MGM Studios, they were able to look at Epcot and be like, oh man, this big building coming up is going to be right behind here. Got to paint it salmon. And I guess that's why I love Disney, is because they're thorough and they really care and they're big about storytelling and both of those components lead to a better story.
Being a fan of musicals and then doing something like Kiss Me, Kate, a Cole Porter musical, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's opening the show with a song called Another Open in Another Show. It was surreal. And I mean, Kelly O'Hara, obviously, Bow Down. She has this moment where her character is, you know, the legend, the revered actress of stage who had gone off to screen and was coming back to us all. And I'm playing a girl in her first featured role on the stage, is how they describe Lois Lane. And seeing her, you know, come in, she has this moment where she's supposed to look at all of us and calm us down. And that happened for real. And so getting to do a show, I never play actresses, so it's weird to play an actress. And it's been so fulfilling and really feels like the perfect Broadway debut because I'm celebrating the thing I love so much.
Stephanie Stiles plays Lois Lane / Bianca in the Tony Award-nominated Roundabout Theatre Company revival of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. The show is scheduled to run at Studio 54 in New York City through June 30th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.